By the time Gates dropped out of Harvard after his sophomore year to try his hand at his own software company, he'd been programming nonstop for 7 consecutive years. He was way past 10,000 hours. How many teenagers in the world had the kind of experience Gates had? If they were 50 in the world, I'd be stunned, he says. There was C-Cube and the payroll stuff we did, then TRW. All those things came together. I had a better exposure to software development at a young age than I think anyone did in that period of time, and all because of an incredibly lucky series of events. If we put the stories of hockey players and the Beatles and Bill Joy and Bill Gates together, I think we get a more complete picture of the path to success. Joy and Gates and the Beatles are all undeniably talented. Lennon and McCartney had a musical gift of the sort that comes along once in a generation. And Bill Joy, let's not forget, had a mind so quick that he was able to make up a complicated algorithm on the fly that left his professors in awe. That much is obvious. But what truly distinguishes their histories is not their extraordinary talent, but their extraordinary opportunities. The Beatles, for the most random of reasons, got invited to go to Hamburg. Without Hamburg, the Beatles might well have taken a very different path. I was very lucky, Bill Gates said at the very beginning of our interview. That doesn't mean he isn't brilliant or an extraordinary entrepreneur. It just means that he understands what incredible good fortune it was to be at Lakeside in 1968. All the outliers we've looked at so far were the beneficiaries of some kind of unusual opportunity. Lucky breaks don't seem like the exception with software billionaires and rock bands and star athletes. They seem like the rule. Let me give you one final example of the hidden opportunities that outliers benefit from. Suppose we do another version of the calendar analysis we did in the last chapter with hockey players. And this time, we'll look at a list of the 75 richest people in human history. It includes queens and kings and pharaohs from centuries past, as well as contemporary billionaires like Warren Buffett and Carlos Slim. Do you know what's interesting about this list? Of the 75 names, an astonishing 14 are Americans born within 9 years of one another in the mid-19th century. Think about that for a moment. Historians start with Cleopatra and the pharaohs and comb through every year in human history ever since, looking in every corner of the world for evidence of extraordinary wealth. And almost 20% of the names they end up with come from a single generation in a single country. Here is a list of those Americans and their birth dates. The first American is the richest man of all time, John D. Rockefeller, born in 1839. The second richest man of all time is also on the list, Andrew Carnegie, born in 1835. The 28th richest man of all time, Frederick Weyerhaeuser, born in 1834. Number 33 of all time, Jay Gould, born in 1836. The 34th richest, Marshall Field, born in 1834. The 35th richest, George Baker, born in 1840. Number 36, Hetty Green, 1834. Number 44, James G. Fair, born in 1831. Then Henry Rogers, born in 1840. J.P. Morgan, born in 1837. Oliver Payne, born in 1839. George Pullman, born in 1831. Peter Widener, born in 1834. And Philip Armour, born in 1832. What's going on here? The answer becomes obvious if you think about it. In the 1860s and 1870s, the American economy went through perhaps the greatest transformation in its history.